We're going to have a little time of discussion here, just to give you some context. When the Lord first told us to start the Daniel Training Institute, one of the passages that he put on our hearts was Jeremiah 23. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. In Jeremiah 23, you have two different kinds of prophets here that God defines as false. So Jeremiah 23:13, here's the first kind. He says, "Among the prophets of Samaria I saw this repulsive thing. They prophesied by Baal and led my people Israel astray." And so here's the first kind of false prophet he identifies here, is that they're prophesying in the name of a false god. Okay? And a lot of times today, this is the category that people will put, you know, they'll call a false prophet, like someone like Muhammad, or somebody like that, because they're prophesying in the name of somebody other than the Lord. Okay? Verse 14, but there's this second category. "And among the prophets of Jerusalem I have seen something horrible. They commit adultery and live a lie." And so this is their problem, he says. "They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns from his wickedness. They are all like Sodom to me. The people of Jerusalem are like Gomorrah." And let's keep going here. Verse 16. This is what the Lord Almighty says. "Do not listen to what the false prophets, do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, 'The Lord says you will have peace.' And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, 'No harm will come to you.'" Now get this. They're prophesying in whose name here? In the name of the Lord. And if you go back up to verse 14, the things that they're prophesying, it's not that they're prophesying in the name of a false god. They're prophesying in the name of the Lord, but the content of what they're prophesying is leading to 14b, "They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that no one turns from his wickedness." And so something they're prophesying in the name of the Lord, it's not that they're prophesying in the name of an idol or a false god or something like that. It's the content of their message is not leading to repentance. It's not leading to the kinds of things that God is looking for for the purification of his people. And so here's what he says. They, in verse 17, 20 through 17, they keep saying to those who despise me, "The Lord says, you will have peace." And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, "No harm will come to you." But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? And here's what the Lord's word is, verse 19. "See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a whirlwind swirling down on the heads of the wicked." So these guys are saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. But if you're really standing in the counsel of the Lord says, no, a storm is coming and judgment is coming. It really is coming. And so all of the things that we need to do, both inside the body and proclaiming the gospel to those on the outside, in light of that. And so let's go down to Jeremiah 23:25. "I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, 'I had a dream, I had a dream.' How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds?" And again, the reason it's a delusion isn't because God doesn't sometimes speak through dreams. Obviously, we just got done interpreting one. But the reason is that the content of the dream is either it's they're prophesying a lie, or they're interpreting it in a way that tickles their itching ears or something like that, so that the people aren't actually called to repentance. Verse 27, "They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name, just as their fathers forgot my name through Baal worship. Let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces?" So here, the word of the Lord that strengthens and feeds the people is likened to grain that strengthens them to persevere through the coming storm. It doesn't deny that the storm is coming, but it's saying, no, a storm is coming. And so what's going to actually feed the people through that time. And I encourage you to look through Ezekiel 13 as well. There's several places that talk about the storm of the Lord. But that gives you context when Jesus ends the Sermon on the Mount with, a storm is coming. And who is the wise man that built his house on the rock? Jesus is drawing from that same genre of language from the prophets, that a storm is coming in the day of the Lord, and it will come. And those who have built their life on the rock are actually going to persevere through it. When the rain comes, they'll stand strong. And so, again, you know, 1 Corinthians 4, or chapter 3, if any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire. The fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. And the foundation he's talking about here are human beings. That if somebody's building on a foundation other than Christ crucified, and you're building on the foundation with straw, and hey, if you're sowing stuff into people that is resulting in them not dying to self, not throwing themselves on the cross, things like that, then in the day of the Lord comes and that cross gets really, really intense, many of them might be swept away. And so when I stand before God, I want to say, Lord, you know what? I want to see the people that you entrusted to me by me. I don't want to be, you know, standing there in your presence myself and to see that I sowed chaff into people, and so they're not there with me, okay? So the Lord really, this is really something very serious in this hour. And so one of the things that we have real urgency about is getting grain available. We can't force people to eat it. We can't force people to take the time. We can't force people to pray. We can't, you know, but we can do our part and make grain, stuff that's actually going to feed the saints available. So, you know, we call the webpage the grain bin. And the main thing is we just want to, whether it's through these prophetic forums, whether it's through Bible teaching, we want to throw it in the grain bin so that we have quality resources that are really going to strengthen the saints for what's coming. So here's my question for you guys. Part of the prophetic forum, we want to take some time here just to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and talk about what are some different kinds of resources that can serve as grain that we can throw into the grain bin, okay? And I want you guys to ask the Lord some different things. Obviously, we've got next month some worship songs that we're going to throw up there. I tell you what, we got to start singing songs that have solid gospel content. We need the gospel with clarity in songs. That's an example. There's just some songs out there. I'm not going to go on that whole little buddy trail. I was listening to Christian radio the other day, and I'm like, I love you guys, but where's the gospel? Where's the gospel? Where's the resurrection? Where's the cross? I mean, where is it, guys? I don't want to slip into that nitpicking thing, but I just want the gospel and when I sing a song, you know. So just kind of that longing is in my heart, you know, and songs or children's books. So let's just ask the Holy Spirit, and we're going to write down some ideas, okay? So Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to give us some ideas. Lord, we ask you, God, what are some things that you have on your heart, Lord, to strengthen children, to strengthen moms, to strengthen the businessmen and the businesswomen? Father, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus just to give us ideas now in Jesus' name. All right, so I already... worship songs. I'll put that one on there. How many of you guys know how to play any kind of instrument on any level? Oh my. Wow, look at that. How many of you read the Bible? Sweet, that is a perfect combination. Songwriters are in this room. It's amazing. Okay, so worship songs. What else? Other thoughts? Now, poetry. Who likes poetry? Oh my. Poetry. Scripture poetry. Okay. I'll put that as a subcategory. Sweet. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay.
Forum.
Okay. There. Yeah. Forum. Art. Okay. Children's books and books for parents. Okay. Good. Kids Bibles that highlight themes that kids Bibles usually don't highlight. Yep. No, I'm serious. I mean, there's not many kids Bibles with Matthew 24. Right? See what I'm saying? So we've pretended Matthew 24 with our girls, and then at the end they're over there like in a place of refuge. They just fled from the abomination of desolation in the mountains, and I've come, you know, I don't know if we should get some music going. You know, it's dark, and then we'll turn on the lights for the resurrection. I'm coming to rescue I'm Jesus usually, you know. My obviously, because I run to them, and oh, my children, and I pick them up, and then we start pretending that they're coming up from the grave. I pick them up and throw them up in the air, and so, I mean, yeah, it's fun. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Prayers with music. Sermon jams. Sweet. Parable writing. What about some practical preparation stuff? Who knows how to do a lot? I mean, I could sure think of a lot of things I don't know how to do. That if I just had a simple video that somebody was walking you through it or something like that, or somebody just walking you through what things can you eat and what things can you not eat? You know, things like that. So, something that could take what God's put in you, harness it in a form where we can make it available to whoever the Lord would bring to the grain bin. So you're saying they're already out there. So how do you get it in a form to where you go to one place and you click on it and we've got it embedded or something like you're able to see what I'm saying? Like a list. Yeah. So resources. So that's and it's already out there. See, at least for me, I wouldn't even know where to start to finding that stuff, but someone, you know, someone like you or somebody else, if they had the knowledge base to know what's out there, compile it in a format, I don't know how long it would take you, probably not very long. And then even some of the videos, if they permit you to embed them in your own website or whatever in a way that, you know, right. That's good. So, yes, sir. Good.
I think it'd be better for it to be in this area next door neighbors.
Right.
You know, it's just more foreign, and I'm like, man, my neighbor's never going to. You know what I mean? But you can hear a story about someone faith.
Sweet.
And prayers. So.
That's good. So, list of resources, ministry resources.
Yeah, ministry.
Networking. That's good. Mm-hmm. Which we have coming next month. Yeah. We have our first dramatized children's book coming next month. Okay. I'm going to stop. Oh, yes. I want to get... Make sure you get. Sweet. Right. Right. But going to a place where you know if I go here, they've done the homework for me. And I don't have to spend all this time just browsing. It's just boom, 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 boom. It's a gift. It's a service to the body. Exactly. It's the same thing a professor does when he goes in 4 years and does a PhD. so that you can read your, you know, he's sifted all that stuff and he's done the work to present a class so that you can read the three books that are really going to. That's good. Well, this is, guys, this is awesome stuff. And the Daniel Training Institute, it exists to empower you guys to do some of this stuff, for real. And the thing is, I want us to start thinking in terms of people and start thinking in terms of what we want is lasting fruit. We want human beings to stand before Jesus with as great a degree of glory as they could possibly have. And how do you think you will feel if you know, hey, I took 3 days to write a children's book, and four children, who knows, maybe only four children will ever read it. But those four children, if you find out when you're standing before Jesus that you sowed something into them that contributed them to them persevering, that's called the kind of fruit that lasts. And that's what Jesus defines as that's successful in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? It's quality. And we've got to shift a lot of our paradigms. Our job is to get the seed, is to listen to the Holy Spirit and make the grain available. Okay? And we've done our part, and the Holy Spirit, as he's, who knows, that one person, they listen to this song, and who knows, they might be in a prison camp singing your song. You never meet them. You'll never meet them until we're in the kingdom. But that song actually strengthened them through difficulty. I had a former mentor who interviewed believers from all over the world and asked them, what was it that God used in your life to keep you faithful to him through intense persecution? Most of the time it came down to the scriptures that they had committed to memorize by heart or their songs. Okay? And so all of these things are, they're what God has put in you already. They're the passions. And I just want to say, our desire is to harness that stuff. So Heath, for example, if you wanted to teach on something with auto mechanics, or if you wanted to teach on music or anything like that, we've created a training proposal form so that you can actually do that and create a context for us to grab that, put it in the grain bin, and you've created a context for the Lord to reproduce your life in people that you may never even meet until the age to come. But that's the idea. And so, with these ideas in mind, I wrote a children's book called The Narrow Path. It took me 2 days. Now, and the way I got it was I was laying in bed with my kids, and they said, Daddy, tell me a story, an animal story. And I make it up, and it starts coming up, you know, and I tell a story, and suddenly I got a story, and I just write it down. It took me like 1 or 2 days, a children's book. Art, I mean, if you're drawing pictures already, draw something that you think is going to really strengthen believers. A forum, whatever's involved in that. Poetry, you know, worship songs, kids' Bibles. I mean, there's all these different things. But what I want to do right now is I want us to ask the Holy Spirit which one of these things he wants you to do. Okay? And next month, for the next month's prophetic forum, if some of these things are longer-term projects that he puts on your heart, or if some of them are shorter-term, either way, next month I want to have a chance for people to come up and share a little bit about what they decided, you know, like for a longer-term project. Or even if Eric, if you want to organize some outings, you know, or whatever it is, you know, next month we're going to take some time, and I want to give people a chance to share some of the things that God put on their heart in response to this. So let's just take a couple minutes to pray. Before we do, one thing, if you are a worship leader on any level, or you have an instrument and you read the Bible, then you are commissioned. I'm commissioning you in love and gently encouraging you to get some of those songs out there. If you're at all able to the next month, I would encourage you to find a Bible passage that's meaty, which is the whole thing, the whole Bible. But there, you know, you know, yeah, it could be Song of Songs or it can be, you know, whatever, but something that is really a passage that the Lord's really highlighting to you in terms of strengthening the saints. Or you could even go on to the website and listen to some of the teachings. I know we've had some seminars and some of the ERGs if you want to sing about. We've been doing the Gospel in the Stars. If that's been inspiring you, you know, whatever, you know, you can write if you have a particular teaching that's touched your heart and you want to take some of the themes we talked about in those and write a song. But I would encourage you, before next month, within the next 4 weeks, to take some time with the Lord and begin working on a song. And in fact, if you finish it by next week, I'd love you to sing it. Or by next month, I mean. I'd love for you to sing it. If you feel comfortable. If you don't, then we'll record it and we'll let people listen to it that way. But we want to harness these worship songs in raw form. We're not trying to do any fancy schmancy productions. We want to harness the lyrics in raw form so that we make the songs available to people. Right, exactly. Whatever our part is in the whole story. Children's books, if you're not a songwriter and you love just creative ideas with children's stuff. Like I want to write a book on the Gospel in the Stars with a mother owl talking to her little children, baby owls. And they're up there, they're all night, they're looking at the stars, you know, because they're nocturnal, you know. And she's just explaining to them some of the different meanings of different constellations according to the Gospel in the Stars. Whatever it is, if that's where you are, go for that. I mean, if you want to take some sermons and start, I don't know what that, I have no idea what that's about, but go for it, you know. The dramatization, this stuff here, the resourcing, so that somebody can go on there and they have confidence that these are resources that, you know, are solid and they don't have to waste a lot of time just browsing randomly on the web, but they can go there. But next, for the next prophetic forum, I'm going to give an opportunity for people to share some of the things on their hearts. And if we don't do it, it's not going to be through one or two guys. Just, you know, I really love teaching, and I love doing these prophetic forums. But you know what? I know that God's deposited just as much in you in different areas and different gifts and strengths as He's deposited in Richie or myself or whatever. And so I want to make sure that we're getting that stuff and giving you guys opportunity for your lives to be multiplied, giving opportunity for people to glean and be strengthened from what God's deposited in you. And so let's take the next couple weeks to pray into this and ask the Holy Spirit where He would have you contribute in line with some of the stuff you're probably already doing, because these are things He's put in you. All right, so Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that You would just anoint our understanding in our hearts, that You would release songs, that You would release songs, oh God, that You would release drama, that You would release video, that You would release just grace for training and all of these different things. And I pray for inspiration through the voice of the Holy Spirit, that God, when every single person in this room stands before You on that day, that they will know that they were, that You were able, that they invested in others through the things You put in them. And God, I pray just for the children's books. I pray for the art. I pray for the forums, and I pray for the children's Bibles and music and auto mechanics and all of these things, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that You would begin filling the grain bin, Lord Jesus, with resources that are really going to feed Your saints in the coming days. In Jesus' name, amen.